Okay, we're going to go from Baimine Abaye, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up on Yuteneme Vet. Baimine Abaye. Everyone good? All right, Baimine Abaye. Kavru Beregel, Rega Ololola Minyan Shloshim, O Regel, O Ein Rega Ololola Minyan Shloshim. So if someone became an Avel, if someone was buried on a Regel, does the Regel count towards Shloshim, or does the Regel not count towards Shloshim, and Shloshim would only start after the Regel? Leminyan Shiva lo kumi bayule. We don't need to ask the question by Shiva, why? Delo naga mitzvah Shiva Beregel. We don't have a Shiva during Regel. Right, so there's no question that it doesn't count towards Shiva. The only question is, ki kami baidle le minyan shloshim. We're only curious about minyan shloshim, deka naga mitzvot shloshim beregel. Because we do have the mitzvot of shloshim during the regel, we do keep the mitzvot of shloshim, but not the acts of Shiva. Alright, so what's the halacha? Amrle, einu ola, it doesn't count, right? It does not count towards shloshim, the regel. It kind of, as opposed to canceling it, it's kind of like a pause, and then you would continue after the regel. Eise, we challenge this. Hakover emeto shnei yamim kodem haregel. Now, someone buries a mace 2 days before the regel starts. Mona chamisha yamim achar haregel. So then we have 2 days. We have the regel, and then we count 5 days after the regel, right? Because it doesn't count towards Shiva, the regel, right? Umelachto nasit al yedei achirim v'avada v'shif chotav osim betzina. And during these 5 days after the regel, right, which is technically Shiva, but it was like a pushed-off Shiva, so it's kind of like technically not during the first 7 days of his Avelis, but it is counted as a Shiva because we paused for the regel, but there's some more lenient halacha because it's not his actual 7 days. We say that he can do malacha based off like Al Yidei Acherim, and also his Avadim Shivchotav, they can do it Betzino, Betoch Beto. Right, ve'ein rabim mitaskim imo, and the community is not dealing with him during these last 5 days, even though technically it's a shiva. What do we mean, rabim mitaskim imo? It's menachem avel, exactly.
Can they, or do they just don't?
I, it sounds like they don't have to, right? Shekvar nitaskim bo beregel, right? Because the time they spend with people during the regel, that counts as 5 days of menachem avel. Right, so we had 2 days before the regel, 5 days during the regel, therefore you don't have to do these acts after the regel. Yeah?
It doesn't really work, because you can't, you're not really supposed to be Menachem Avel in any sense, or give any Hespedim or anything like that during those days.
Right.
So how could you say that, it's not really
the
darker way of doing that?
It's a good question. It sounds like the same way
you can't give us Beidu on Shabbos.
It's a question by Menachem Avel, whether it's for the Avel or the Menach, right? Who's it for? Is it to make the Avel feel better? Is it for people when they hear of it have to do that? And if the Avel is feeling better, being with people during the Chag, I guess it would still count as a Nechama, so to speak. Yeah? All right, Klal Shaldavar, this is the rule. Koshu mishum avel regel masiko, anything that's for the avel, the regel pauses. The koshu mishum iske rabim ein haregel masiko. Anything that is for iske rabim, the regel does not pause. That can continue going during the regel. Right? Iske rabim, it's funny, he says iske rabim as opposed to just like nicham avelos. You think that's the only example? Tosfo gives another example of Sudat Havra. Did that come up yet, this Masechta? Sudat Havra? Sudat Havra is the first meal the Avel is not supposed to make for himself, so other people make it for him. So that's just another example of Iske Rabim, right? The Sudat Havra.
It's only the first meal, then how would it continue?
How would it? It doesn't continue. You don't pause it during the regel.
It's not a continuing thing because it's a one-time event.
So it's a question whether it's all the meals the first day or literally the first meal right after the Kavura. Yeah, no, a good point. I guess it would just be the first meal of Yontif people should make for him.
Then according to the opinion of Miksas Yom Pekulov, the first day is already over at that point.
The first day is already...
So then it's after you have an hour or whatever, then it doesn't continue.
Saying if he's buried at night?
Or right before Shkia or whatever.
Right, so that
the first day is done and then you have no Tefer Rabim other than...
Right, so that could be the case. That is a question, whether it's literally the first meal or the whole first, I don't know what it is, day or three meals. Okay. Yeah, good point. Kivro shlosha yamim besof haregel. Right, what happens if you bury him during the last 3 days of the regel? So it's in the regel, we buried him last 3 days. Mona shiva achar haregel. We count 7 days after the regel. Why? because we didn't have enough time before the regel to start off the shiva process. Therefore, the entire shiva process is pushed off till after the regel. But arba yamim harishonim rabbi mitaskim bo, shlosh yamim achronim aim rabbi mitaskim bo shekvar nitasku bo beregel. Right? But because we had 3-4 days of regel where we couldn't start shiva, but there were certain acts that were allowed during the regel, right? The iske rabim. So because of that, you only do 3 more days after the regel starts, even though the shiva is for a full 7 days. There's kind of like 2 counts of 7. Yeah. There's the count of 7 for iske rabim, and there's the count of 7 for the actual shiva. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. This line is, you know, the whole point of the last 10 lines was this line. The regel olalo. Right? The regel olalo counts for shloshim. But we said that was the Esfei. We saw an Esfei at the bottom of the last off. That was the Esfei. Regel Ololo. It counts for the Shloshim. Oh, you said Regel does not count for Shloshim. Here we go. Here's this Brisa. Regel Ololo. It does count for the Shloshim. My love Asifa.
Our specific case here is what it's referring to.
That's what we're going to ask right now. Okay. My love Asifa, lo Arisha. Right. So is that not referring to the Seifa, which is the case we were curious about, which is someone has a mace die right when the Regel starts? And the answer is lo Arisha. It's referring to the Risha, which is the other case of the mace happens 2 days before the regel. In that case, yes, you're right. Although the regel accounts for shloshim, because you had 2 days. Therefore, it can start the process. But in the question we had before about the mace happening right at the beginning of the regel, it would not count for shloshim. So it is not a proof, this whole brisa. Yeah? Esvei, regel ololo leminin shloshim. Regel ololo leminin shloshim. Oh, here we have another brisa that challenges this. Regel does count for shloshim. Ketzad how? Kavru betchilat haregel. He's buried in the beginning of the regel. Mona shiver achar regel. We count 7 days after the regel. That's his shiva. It gets paused until after the regel. Umalachto nasid al yedei achirim va'avada v'shifchosav osim betzina betoch beto. And after the regel, when we count the shiva, there are some kulas, these iskei rabim, not iskei rabim, sorry, melacha can be done by others. And his avadim can do work in his house, betzina. Because even though this is his shiva, it's technically pushed off 7 days. It's not the, like, it's the, not the legitimate shiva, it's like the nidcha shiva, right? We also don't do iske rabim because they were able to do that during the regel. The regel olabo, and regel counts for a shloshim. Right? Seemingly we have a proof, tiyufta, that's a good enough proof, that the regel does count for shloshim. Okay. Ki asaravin amar Rav Yochanan afilu kivro v'regel. Right? Even if he's buried. So Rava came from Bavel. Amar Rav Yochanan afilu kivro v'regel. Even if he's buried during the regel, v'kein urile Rav Elazar l'rafdas brei. And Rav Elazar proved this. Oh, no, not proved this. Gave this psak to Rabbi Pedas' son. Afilu kivro v'regel. Right? Even if he's buried during the regel, even if it's not 2 days before the regel, it still counts towards the shloshim, right? Even further, we're saying it counts towards the shloshim. It doesn't even have to have started before the regel, but rather, even if it started on the regel, it counts towards the shloshim. Mm-hmm. That's the first section. Any questions? All good? There's an like 10 seconds, interesting point about Rev Elazar giving a psak to his son. There's a relatively famous Gemara about Rev Yochanan's life. People know Rev Yochanan had like a pretty tragic life. He lost 10 sons. There's a people heard of Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. He writes songs about like the lives of like Tanaim. Really interesting. He has a song about Rav Yochanan's life.
Different
from childhood. Other Rav Waxman. That's Ari Waxman.
Oh, okay.
This one's like a Hasidish Rabbi in Muncie. But Rav Yochanan, he lost 10 sons. He used to carry around the bone of his 10th son to bring it to Avilim, to be Menachem them, to show them like how much he lost.
Was the Gemara earlier?
Why is that Menachem them?
It's kind of like a empathy type of thing. So the Gemara says the person he brought it to was Rav Elazar, who lost his son.
Yeah.
And here is Rav Elazar giving a psak to his son. So it was either before that or after that. The Tosafot would need to ask that question. But yeah. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan.
I literally read a Gemara that I think talks about this story. Was it earlier in Moed Katan?
No, not in Moed Katan. Did we see it though? I don't remember. Yeah. No, we didn't see it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Now we mentioned that if the kfura happens before the regel starts, it's different than if the kfura happens when the regel starts. Now we want to know how much before the regel starts does it matter. Tanu Rabbanan, kiyam kviyat hamita shloshe yamim kodem haregel, eino tzarech l'kfoto achar haregel. if he kept the halacha, the hanhaga of kfiyat hamita, which is turning over the bed, 3 days before the regel, then after the regel happens, he no longer has to do it. It's not paused, it's canceled. Right? It's as if he acted in avelus, he acted his shiva. Therefore, he doesn't have a shiva after the regel. Kfiyat hamita is just one example, but it would probably be any hanhaga of avelus shiva. No, even if he does an hanhaga of avelus, even for an hour, a second before the regel, it counts as he acted in avelus, and therefore after the regel, he wouldn't have any avelus, any shiva. I mean, yeah. Amar Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon, hein hein divrei Beit Shammai, hein hein divrei Beit Hillel. This is the same machlokas as the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. She Beit Shammai omrim shlosha yamim, u Beit Hillel omrim afilu yom echad. Right, seems like the same machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Amar Rav Yochanan, va Amri Le, Amar Le, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya Bar Ava, ula Rav Huna, a lot of people. Afilu yom echad, afilu shah echad. So they paskin like Beit Hillel. Rav Amar halakha katana zidan, da Amar shlosha. Rava says halacha is like our Tana, which says shlosha. Interesting that he would pass on like Beit Shammai in this case. Normally we don't do that, but we'll get into that. Ravina Ikla Lasura, the Prat.
Is this one of the cases that Beit Shammai
no, no, it's not. Okay. So it could be that like he holds that it's not the same machlokas, and that's why he holds like that opinion. But that's one possibility.
Or could it just be like not halacha maisa, and that's why? Or?
Yeah, maybe. Could be. Okay. Right. Ravina visited Sura de Pras. Amar le Rav Chaviva la Ravina. Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, Hilchatamai, what's the actual lacha? Amar le afilu yom echad vafilu sha achad. Even one day, even 1 hour before, if he did any hanhaga of avelus, he would not do avelus shiva after the regel. Okay, now we're going to talk about, is this a new one? Yeah, I think this is why is avelus 7 days. Yasiv Rav Chiya bar Ava v'Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak nafka ikla debay Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, right? These rabbis were sitting at the doorway of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar. Nafak milta bibinayu, and they were shooting the breeze, as they say. They were talking. Minayin le'avelu shiva, right? Why is avelu 7 days? Dechtiv v'afakta chagechem la'avel. V'afakta chagechem la'avel. Right? I'm going to, quoting a pasuk, I am going to turn your chagim into avelus. My chag shiva af avelu shiva. Just like chag is 7 days, so too avelus is 7 days. But is all chag 7 days? No. No. What about Shavuot, which is only 1 day? No, that is needed for the drasha of Rish Lakish. Not the drasha. The learning of Rish Lakish. The Amar Rish Lakish, Vishum Rabbi Yehuda, Nisiya, Minayin Lishmua Rechoka, She'eno Hege Ela Yom Echad, Dichtiv Vafachte Hagechem La'avel. Okay, let me give a little background. How do I know that a Shmur Rechok is only 1 day? Because it says, Havata Chagechem L'Regel, Eshechan Atzeret Ikrichar Yom Echag. And we see by Shavuot that it is only 1 day. And from Shavuot being 1 day, we learn Shmur Rechok is 1 day. Meaning, Shmur Rechok, someone passed away, their relative passed away a while ago. They keep, at that, when they hear it, they keep 1 day of Avelis.
Is it like 6 days and on, meaning? He found out about it on the 6th day and on.
We'll get into how much later he found out about it,
right.
Later in the Gemara, but he just found out about it later. Okay. Right? So, later, and it's a question, is it later after the Kfura or later after the Mita?
Mm-hmm. Why is that, though? Because I feel like the whole point of this is to help you, like, process, like, you know, like, console you through that loss, but if that's the first time you're hearing it, then you should essentially go through the same process of
I guess, like, it's like on the other side of that, if you could imagine, like, someone who found out someone, like, passed away a while ago, it isn't the same effect as, like, they just passed, probably, right? Like, someone passed away, I don't know, it's still a shock, but, like, I'm not gonna, but it's a good question.
It's never the Mita, is it? It's when you, it's always the Kfura.
It's a machlokas we're showing him, but like if you can imagine why it would be the Mita or the Kfura, say, for example, in, like, COVID times, often it would take a while to bury someone. Like while after the Mita. So is it like appropriate?
You send them somewhere in the meantime. And so it's once you sent them off.
You said you think it should be at the Mita?
No, the Kfura.
The Kfura. Between Mita and Kfura, you're what's called like an Onein.
Yeah,
and then you are an Avel.
Yeah.
But sometimes the Kfura can be really delayed, so you're not like really experiencing Avelis until.
If it were really delayed, you would bury them somewhere temporarily.
If you could. I don't know. Some people like need to be like are meant to be buried in Israel. Like that can take a while or be backed up. I don't know all sorts of reasons. Okay. I don't know. It's a good point. It's a discussion in Chazal. Okay, so that's how we learn Shmur Rechoka is 1 day as opposed to Shvua Karova, which is a normal, like you hear someone die right recently. Tana Rabbanan. Shmuel Karova no Heget Shiva Ushloshim. Right? Someone hears that someone, a relative, passes away. They keep Shiva and Shloshim. Shmuel Rechoka Eno no Heget Elo Yom Echad. But in Shmuel Rechoka, they only keep one day of Avelis. Ezehi Krova ve'ezehi Rechoka. What's the difference? Krova betoch Shloshim. Rechoka la Achar Shloshim. Divrei Rav Yekiva. Right? So a Krova is you heard within 30 days of either the Misa or the Kfura that happened. Versus Rechoka is you heard after 30 days of that taking place. According to Rav Yekiva. Chachamim omrim echad shmua ve'echad shmua krova ve'echad shmua rechoka nuhege shiva u'shloshim. He holds no matter what, you always have a shiva and shloshim.
Wait, and you said after the mita took place?
Well, I said it's not clear.
Yeah.
I said both. Okay, so he thinks it doesn't matter. Rechoka, krova makes no difference. Shiva and shloshim. Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol makom shata motze yachid mekel ve'rabim machmirim halacha karabim. Right, anytime one person is mekel and many people are machmir, we hold like the machmir. So you would think in this case, Rabbi Akiva, who's a single person, said one day avelus. Chachamim, who are many people, said shiva ushloshim. You'd think you'd be machmir like the chachamim, right? Chutz mizo, no, avelus is the one exception. Why? Alpha pisha Rabbi Akiva mekel chachamim machmirim halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Di amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel. No, we always go like the mekel opinion in avelus. So we go like Rabbi Kiva, who says a Shmuel Rechoka is only one day. Clear?
Yeah.
Rabbi Chanina Asile Shmuel d'Avua mi Beit Huzaya. Rabbi Chanina heard that his father passed away from Beit Huzai. Asal Chamed Rav Chisda. He came before Rav Chisda. Amrle Shmuel Rechoka. And this is a Shmuel Rechoka. Amrle Shmuel Rechoka in no Heget Elo Yom Echad. And he told him, a Shmuel Rechoka, you only keep one day. Rav Natan Bar Ami Asale Shmuel De'ima Mi Bechuzai. Right? Rav Natan Bar Ami, he heard that his mother passed away a little while ago, also from Bechuzai. Asale Chame De Rava Amarle Hare Amru Shmuel Rechoka Inu Helega Ele Yom Echad Bavad. Again, same case, Shmuel Rechoka, you only keep one day. So they were getting psak about that. Isve B'mad Devarim Omrim. When do you keep one day? B'chamisha Matei Mitzvah. Right? You only keep one day on a Shmuel Rechoka for the five Matei Mitzvah. What are the five Matei Mitzvah?
Father, mother, son, daughter, wife.
You fell into the trick. Yes. Right, it's all of them except for father, mother, right? Because it would be your siblings, your children, and your spouse. Right? Son, daughter, sister, brother, spouse. Aval, Avi, Val, Imo, the last two, completing the seven, Shiva, Ushloshim. Those you would keep Shiva and Shloshim, even for Shmuel Rechoka. That's our challenge. Amar le Yechidahi. No, that's a Das Yachid. Velo Svir Lan Kvase. We don't hold like that. Detanya. How do we know we don't hold like that? Maisa Umit Aviv Shrabi Tzadok Beginzak. Right? Rav Tzadok of Ginzak, his father died. Vodiyuhu L'Achar Shloshanim. They told him only after 3 years that his father died. Ubal V'shalat Elisha Ben Avua V'zakhenim She'imo. He went and asked Elisha ben Avua and the Zakenim that were with him. Va'amru naug shiva u'shloshim. They said, "Oh, this is a parent. You should keep shiva u'shloshim." Ukeshemit beno shal Rabbi Achia begola yasha alav shiva u'shloshim. Right, and so too Rav Chia of Gola, he sat shiva u'shloshim. So it sounds like you keep shiva u'shloshim for a parent. Eini, how does that make sense? Vaha, right? We just brought like a kid to Tanya to show that it's not. The case, but like here's an example of two cases that it was that. For a parent, they kept Shiva and Shloshim. Then we challenge that. Any, but is that so? You really keep Shiva and Shloshim for a parent? Vaha, Rabbi Bar Achua de Rav Chia, Dahu Bar Achate de Rav Chia. Okay, so interesting case here. Rav Bar Achua de Rav Chia, Dahave Bar Achate de Rav Chia. Without getting into like the exact details of this, you know this? Basically, this person, okay, Rav Chia was Rav Bar Achua's nephew on both sides. Yeah? Meaning he was a nephew from his father's side and his mother's side. Okay? Rashi explains how that happens, like, in terms of, like, whatever scenario led to that, but that's the case. It doesn't really matter to the story. Amarle, Abba, Kayem, is my father alive? Right, what's that from? My father's still alive. Yeah. Abba Kaim, is my father still alive? Amarle, Ima Kamas. Nah, your mother's alive. Right? It's a little bit of like a backhanded. What's it? Oh, this Gemara?
Yeah.
He said, oh, your mother's alive. It's like a, I guess, like a nice way of putting it, sort of. Amarle, Ima Kamas, is my mother alive? Amarle, Abba Kaim, your father's alive.
What?
He's pretty much saying both your parents are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Star Wars reference.
Yeah. Amarle, Lishmai, he said to his attendant, his Shamish, Chalut li mina'alai, take off my shoes. V'holich acharai kli lebeit ha-merchatz, take my garments with me to the Beit ha-merchatz. Shma mina atzla. We learned three things from this thing that he told his Shamish. One, shma mina avol asar bin ilta sandal, and avol can't wear an ilta sandal. Mm-hmm. Fine. Bet. Shma mina shmur rechoka einu hege elo yom echad. A shmur rechoka, which was the case here, only and this is why we brought the kizitani. This is the real proof. A shmur rechoka only keeps one day of avelos. Why? Why is he going to the Beit Mirchatz? To become tahor. He's tummy for one day, and he becomes tahor after his avelos.
Yeah.
And finally, shma mina miktzar yom kukulo. Exactly as Eli said before, right? He just heard about it. And he's already going to the Beit HaMirchatz. It's only, probably seems like it's only partially part of a day, yet that is his one day of avelus.
So when you say Yom Echad, we really mean like an hour.
It could be. In this case, it seems like that. He's like, right away, it's like, okay, let's go to the Beit HaMirchatz.
It's like, thanks for the news. I'm going to go watch up now.
Yeah, yeah. He's like dying. It's 3 years later, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, and we answer this. So within this, we had a bit of akasha, because we said Rabbi Chiya says one thing, and Rabbi Achiya says another thing. One of them seemed to think for parents who keep both, Shiva and Shloshim. And then Rav Chiya said, no, you only keep one day. Then we say Rav Chiya Luchud, Rav Achir Luchud, right? We thought that was the same person, but actually different people. So that's why they have different hanhago with this, different halacho. Okay. Amarav Yosi Bar Avin, Shama Shmua Krova Beregel. What happens if you heard of a Shmua Krova on a regel? Say it's day 28 in the middle of the regel. And you heard of that's called a Shmua Krova, right? It's within 30 days. Ulamotzia regel nasi rechoka. By the time the regel ends, it's already past 30 days. Right? You couldn't keep Shiva during the regel because it's the regel. So you wait until after the regel, but by the time you get to the end of the regel, it's already a Shmua rechoka. What do you guys think?
It depends.
It makes you like, not to get like too, it makes you like wonder like, what is the function of pushing off the Shiva? Is it like literally moving it or like, like, is it as if you heard it after the regel, and like, right, that's literally when it's like starting after the regel, or like you heard it during the regel, so like, yeah, it is like a, that's when you heard it.
Seems like it would be that.
But wouldn't you like not? I don't
know.
I think even
the whole of the regel, like pushing it off because of the regel and all that, it seems like because it's the v'samach the bechagach, and you don't want to do the hanhagah,
right,
v'velos, but the actual hearing it and the shock of it is still.
Right. It's like a crazy thing to think. You're not just pushing off the hanhagur of the Shiva. You're literally pushing off hearing it.
Right.
It's like you didn't even hear it. You're so like involved in the simcha, you didn't even hear the news of the avelus. I don't know. But the halacha is not okay, well shamash rechova was regal nasi rechoka. Ololo the inu noeg ela yom echad. He only keeps it, right, it counts towards the shloshim.
Does he have shloshim if it's a something like one day?
We said that you do have shloshim, but the regel counts towards the shloshim.
I'm saying if you're only keeping one day, isn't it?
Good question. I think so.
They keep one day of Shiva. Do they also have shloshim afterwards?
If one sec, let me see Rashi. Right, it says Ololo. Let me see Rashi Ololo. It's a really good question. Good catch. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't count. What it means, Ololo, it means that was the Shloshim. He doesn't have Shloshim. Rashi says, Ololo haregel, l'hashlim Shloshim, d'have shmur rechoka. Right, the whole thing's a shmur rechoka. Yeah, thank you, Moshe. The whole thing's a shmur rechoka, no Shloshim, and one day of Shiva at the very end. And what's interesting is you still have Yud Bet Chodesh. Right, despite not having Shiva and Shloshim. Ve'inu noeg el yom echad. Tani Rab Ada Dimin Kasri Kame Derav Yochanan. Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. Someone hears a Shmua Krova on Shabbos, say Friday night. Ulamoti Shabbat Nasi Rechoka, right? Say it's like day 29 and a half. And then by the time Shabbos ends, it's already Shmua Rechoka. It's already been 30 days.
But Shabbos doesn't stop.
Shabbos doesn't.
Not Mafsik for Shabbos.
We're not, right. We're Mafsik for Rego.
So why would it?
So why? Great question. Right, the halacha is Einon Oveg Elo Yom Echad. You only keep one day. Good question, Ali. 1 second. They don't have an answer? I'm not sure. Good point. Does Shabbos count in the Shloshim?
I think it counts for Shiva.
But you're not Noheg Avelos on Shabbos.
Berabim.
It sounds like if you heard it on Shabbos, if you heard the news on Shabbos, I don't know. Like, the assumption it's making here is you don't start counting until after Shabbos, even though it doesn't cancel a Shiva.
Right.
Or a Shloshim, it's like you didn't hear it till Motzei Shabbos.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Probably because you can't bury something. Probably has something to do with that.
Okay, you can't bury it on Shabbos.
But the whole idea is that we're so like, preoccupied with like the Rega that we don't hear it, but Shabbos doesn't have that same effect.
Well, I think that's one part of it is...
Sammy's making a great point. Sammy's making a great point that like we were asking before whether it's 30 days from when the mace died or when you bury it. You can't bury on Shabbos. You have to bury after Shabbos.
So it seems like it's a
raya towards... Right, it's a good support towards the fact it's probably from burial, and since you can't bury it till after, it kind of turns it into... It could be. That's a great point. I don't know. Great question, great point. Okay.
Well, they didn't necessarily die on Shabbos, though, because they died a month before. They might have already buried it, and they just didn't know.
Oh, you're totally right. Right, we're talking about day 29.
Yeah.
Right, great point, Moshe. Thanks for catching that.
I
totally got confused there also. We're talking about day 29.
It's dead and buried, and you just hear about it on day 29.
It might just be like when you start being like sitting your Avelis Barabim. Like, if you don't do that before the 30 days,
right.
Then...
For whatever reason, Shabbos can't count. And then, like, right. Yeah. I don't know. Great points. Great points. We asked the question, Korea or Eno Korea? So you have this one day of Avelos at the end, because it's a Shmur Rechoka now. Do you tear Kriya during that one day? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yimani Amar, Eno Korea. Rabbi Chanina Amar Korea, he says you do tear. Right. He says you don't, Rabbi Mani says you don't tear, Rabbi Chanina says you do tear Kriya. Amar Le Rabbi Mani Le Rabbi Chanina, Bishlam Oledi, my answer makes sense. Damina Eno Korea, because I say, wait, when I said you don't tear Kriya, Hainudolo Ika Avelos Shiva, Ela Ledida. Wait, Hainu Dolu Ika Avelos Shiva, right? Because there's no Avelos Shiva. It's just one day of Shmur Rechoka. If you don't have Avelos Shiva, you don't tear Kriya. Elo Didach Damarta Korea Kriya. You say you do tear Kriya. I'm sorry, Damart Korea. Kriya below Shiva mi Ika. Do you ever tear Kriya when there is no Shiva? Below? Do you not? Double negative here. Do you not tear Kriya when there is no Shiva? Meaning there is a case. What's the case? Where you tear Kriya when there's no Shiva? Vihatanya. Isi Avua de Rav Zera, Isi the father of Zera, Va'amri Le'achua de Rabbi Zera, some say the brother of Rabbi Zera, Kami de Rav Zera, Misha Ein Lo Chaluk Likra, someone who doesn't have a shirt to tear, V'niz Damin Lo B'toch Shiva, and they get him one during the Shiva, Korea La'achar Shiva, but they give him a shirt after Shiva, he doesn't tear it. Anir Rav Zera, answers, Anir Rav Zera Basrei, B'ma Divrim Omrim, Becham Mishe Mate Mitzvah. Those are for the five siblings or children or spouse. Aval Aviv Yal Imo Korea Vaholech. But for a father or a mother, even if it's after the Shiva, you only get a shirt after the Shiva, you still tear Kriya. Therefore, there is a case where there is no more Shiva and you still tear Kriya. But there was a Shiva, you're going
to
say.
For the first case, when they were given it to him after the Shiva, then is that considered after he already sat Shiva or if he heard after Shiva?
No, this is talking about, I think, after he sat Shiva.
So if he already sat Shiva, then he's done with the Shiva, therefore you wouldn't tear Kriya. But for the Shmur Rechoka, it's essentially a Shiva in one day.
But we're saying you do tear Kriya for that case, after the Shiva for your parents.
Right, but I'm saying even for the other five. Why wouldn't you? Because you're essentially sitting a Shiva just packed into one day.
Your Shiva already packed. Oh. You're saying in the case of the Shmur Rechoka?
Right.
Shmur
Rechoka. You're taking that Shiva and you're making it into a one day, so therefore the laws of Shiva should apply.
Yeah, he says you do tear Kriya. Well, the assumption there is that there's some sort of connection between Shiva and Kriya. It's like a Shiva thing.
Right.
But this one-day thing, that wouldn't warrant
so
a Kriya.
Not considered Shiva?
Not to the same degree, I guess.
Okay.
Not where you would keep everything. I don't know. I suppose not to the same degree. Mm-hmm. Right? But he's saying, no, there's a case where even when you don't have a Shiva or the Shiva already passed, you still tear Kriya. Therefore, there's a proof. Even a Shmur Rechoka, it's only one day, you still tear Kriya. Kitanya ahi lekavod aviv imo. He responds, no, that's not actually a din, it's just a kavod to the av and to the father and mother, but you can't learn out from that. Okay, you can't learn that from father and mother to every other case. It's like a special din of the covenant of father and mother. Fine. Last section, who are we mit'avel for? And this will be the last topic. So a lot of big topics in this daf. Tanur Rabbanan. Kola amur b'parsha kohanim shekohen mitame lehem avel mit'avel alehem. Right, all of the people, right, and there's halachot about a kohen becoming tame only to certain family members. A kohen is not allowed to become tame meit. There are exceptions to family members. Those exceptions actually don't apply to a kohen gadol, but a kohen can be mitame to brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, parents, right? Those seven. And from there we learn out who you're mit'avel on, right? The same thing. Ve'iluhin, ishto, aviv, imo, achiv, achuto, beno, bito. Hosifu aleim, we add to that, achiv v'achuto, right, we add to that meaning on top of the kohen, right, those are the seven for kohen, we add a nevelos, a few more, hasifu aleim, achiv v'achuto, habatula, these are habatula mi'imo, so your mother's sons or daughters who are not married, who are batulot, v'achuto nesua bein mi'aviv bein mi'imo, as well as your married sister, who is of your married sister, who's the daughter of your father or mother. I mean, there's an idea of like when you have a sibling who gets married, that so to speak, they leave the house, but here in this case, they're still, you're still mit'avel on them.
Say all siblings.
Half siblings,
yeah. All, siblings. Those were half siblings?
Yeah.
Right.
The second group was.
Even half siblings, right. Yeah.
Except for married brothers.
Except for married ones.
Married brother.
Married brothers, you don't, it sounds like. Right, sibling. Right, exactly. U'kashem sh'mit'avel aleihem, kach mit'avel al shni'im shalahem. And just like you're mit'avel on them, you're mit'avel on their shni'im, right? Their second derivatives. Like your brother's spouse, for example. Like anyone they would be mit'avel on, you're mit'avel on.
Interesting.
We'll get into that. Divrei Rabbi Akiva.
Does that include like nieces and nephews?
Does that include... Yeah, so because I'd be the children of your brother, right?
I don't think that.
That's according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Eno mit'avel ela al ben beno v'al aviv. No, the only people we're going to add are a grandson and a grandfather. The Chachamim Omerim Kol shemit'avel alav mit'avel imo. Anyone who they're mit'avel on, you're mit'avel on.
Wow, that was a lot.
Anyone who they're mit'avel. Oh, now, meaning? Oh, yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
The love, like who's mitzavah on, like the seven. That
no, you're seven. Anyone you're seven is mitzavah, and you're mitzavah on.
So like your uncle.
Right now, the question there is, Chachamim, hi, Nutanakama. They're saying the same thing. One of them said all of the seconds, which is everyone they're mitzavah on, and that's exactly what the Chachamim said. Right? They just said it differently. Chachamim call mitzavah Tanakama. Ika benayu. No, there's a difference between them. Imo babayi. According to the Chachamim, who said. Kol shemit'avel alav mit'avel imo means only if you're with them are you mit'avel with them. So if you're with your sister, if someone's with their sister, they would also be mit'avel on their sister's spouse. But according to the Tana Kama, if you're not with them, you wouldn't be mit'avel. But you wouldn't be mit'avel. Clear?
What do you mean with them?
Like with them in the house. Like say you're like visiting them, like doing a shiva. Like you're visiting them.
Oh, okay.
So while you're with them, you would also maybe take off your shoes and keep like the. But if you're not with them, if they live in a different country, then like you wouldn't be mitabel with them. Ki hada amar le the rav lechia bre, v'chein amar le rav huna le rabba bre, bi'apa nagu avelusa. When you're with them in their face, ba'apa you keep avelus. Below apa lo tanug aveluta. When you're not in their face, you don't keep avelus. Mar ukva shachiv le bar chamua. Mar ukva was mitabel. I'm sorry. Mar ukva. His father-in-law's son passed away. Father-in-law's son. Savar lemesiv
aleha.
His brother-in-law's son passed away. Savar lemesiv aleha. He thought to be mitavel on him. Shiva ushloshim. Shiva and shloshim. Al Rav Huna legabe. Rav Huna came before him. Eshechei, he found this out that he was going to do this. Amrle. Tzud nisa bais lemecha. Do you love eating shiva meals? Right, you're trying to get like free shiva meals out of this, free suda savra.
We don't have a word for that. What was the word that we have? Nephew.
It's a nephew. It is a nephew. Yeah.
No, it's not your nephew.
It is a nephew. It is your
your son-in-law's child.
It's your nephew, but it's like your wife's nephew.
It's your father-in-law's son.
No, your brother.
Your brother-in-law's son is still
your
nephew. Your brother-in-law is not his nephew.
No, unless it's your brother-in-law.
No, I think it's your nephew.
You don't call unless your brother-in-law is married to a different woman.
You don't call your mother's brother's
wife.
Your
aunt's.
If your sister marries a guy,
he has two wives. The whole point. I think the whole point is he has two wives. I'm serious. Yes, your brother-in-law's son. Meaning not.
You have a brother-in-law?
Yeah.
His son.
No, but the whole point.
Is that your nephew?
No, the whole point. Otherwise, it would just say your nephew, wouldn't it? Why would it go through the great lengths to say your brother-in-law's
because
son?
Because it's not your it's not like your sister's son. It's like your.
That's my point. Not your sister's son.
I think
it's your wife's brother's
it's
son.
It's a different woman.
I mean,
your wife's brother's
not,
son is still your nephew. It's just
it's not going through the lengths. It's telling the story. It's not like telling us a halacha. But also, let's say they got like divorced, for example. It's still your brother-in-law's son.
I think the kid, he has two wives. And so he's not.
Wait, actually,
he's not actually your nephew. He's just your brother-in-law's son.
Two wives.
Why wouldn't they just say a sister's
like
son?
One of those riddles. Two wives, not your sister's son.
Oh.
It's the other.
It can also be your brother. It can also be your brother-in-law, like not your sister's husband, like your husband's brother.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It could also it could be from a previous marriage. Something like two wives.
Like your wife's brother.
It could be. It could be that.
That's
a good point.
Not actually.
Good point. Okay, fine. Let's go weiter. So you said you love eating. You really want to eat avelos meals.
That's why it's talking about it.
Lo amru l'kavut ishto ela chaviv v'chamuto. Right, we say you don't keep avelos for the kavod of your wife, meaning all of her seven. Only your father-in-law and brother and mother-in-law. Only for those two. Only your wife's parents to keep avelos for. D'tanya, Misha meet chaviv v'chamuto, someone whose father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away. Einu rashai l'chov et ishto li'yoko chelet v'yol pokeset. You cannot force his wife not to keep avelos and to dress up for him. Ela kofa mitaso v'nohik ima avelos. Rather, he should turn over his bed and he should keep avelos with her. V'kein, he shemeit chamia o chamuta, or the opposite. Her father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away. Einu rashai li'yoko chelet v'yol pokeset. She can't get all dressed up. Ela kofa mitata, she has to turn over her bed for nohege imo with her husband avelos. Tani irach, another brisa. Afa pisha amru ein rashai lekof et ishto liyopokeset. Even though we can't force his wife to get all dressed up when he is in avelos, when she is in avelos, I'm sorry. Bemet amru mozeget lo et akos umatzat lo mita umerchatet lo panav. He can have her pour his coast or set up his bed. Or wash his face, yada viraglav, or his hands or feet. There are certain hanhago that we do allow the wife to do for the husband, even though she's in avelus. Kashi nahagde, it seems like a stira. Right? I thought he's supposed to keep avelus with her. Elalav, shmamina, kan bechamav, chamuto, kan beshar krovim. No, he has to keep avelus with her with chamav vechamoto, his father in law, mother in law, but for shar krovim, he does not have to keep avelus with her. Shma mina tanina mihaki lo amru l'kavur ishto elachame v'chamuto bavad. It's exactly what we said before, that you only keep avelos for your wife, only for her father and mother, only for your in-laws. And we will stop right there. Shkaya. Shkaya, everyone.